Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm doing my predictions, folks, my 2016 predictions. As you know, I do predictions. This is the 16th year I've done predictions at the beginning of the year, which I did this year. And unlike a lot of people, I come back at the end of the year and recap how I did. I compare what I said with what actually happened and give myself a score. And prior to this year, I've been 73% accurate. It would have been higher, but 2008 and 2012 hit me pretty hard. So, all right, I'm down to 14. I covered the first 13 predictions in the previous segment. Now I'm on number 14, and I'm going over what I said and what actually happened. Number 14, in his last year, President Obama will increase anti-business executive actions. Well, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the 2016 Federal Register of the new regulations and rules exceeded the previous record, which was under President Obama. The poster child for this was the Department of Labor's plan to double the overtime exemption amount, which was so excessive that it was struck down by one of Obama's own judge appointees. Plus one. By the way, he's still going at it. There's still new stuff. The offshore drilling, he just put some new regs on that. I mean, he's not through yet. Number 15, President Obama will go after the Second Amendment in his final year. And I said, I thought he would, but he didn't. He was no more vociferous about this year than last year or any other year. So I'm taking a hit on that one, minus one. Prediction, number 16. Obama's Justice Department will not indict Hillary Clinton in 2016, but the critical mass of her baggage will cost her votes. And the actual was the proof's in the pudding, right? I actually should take two on this one, but I'm only going to take one. The prediction, the GOP primary process will not produce an apparent nominee going into the convention unless it's Trump or Cruz. Well, it was Trump. He was the nominee. Plus one for me. Number 18, Republicans will not win the White House unless the ticket includes a Hispanic and at least one person from Ohio or Florida, I really thought that either Rubio or Cruz or Kasich would be on the ticket. But I also did say that one of the tickets would include Trump at the head. So even though I put that was just one-fourth of the prediction. So I'm taking a minus on that one. I took a hit on that one, even though I got part of it right. Number 19, the social conservatism of Republicans and the socialistic economics of Democrats will create electoral challenges for both parties in 2016. Well, let me say that another way. President-elect Donald J. Trump, plus one. Number 20, if Trump wins the election, it will be because he's the only candidate most likely to avoid defending the bankrupt elements of either party. Well, isn't that exactly what happened? Does anybody believe he's a Democrat or a Republican? He's a member of the Donald Trump Party, plus one. Number 21, a liberal member of the Supreme Court will exit in 2016, probably in the first half. Well, a member of the court did exit in the first half, Antonin Scalia, right? But I didn't see that coming. I got half of that, right? I said a member of the court would leave, but I didn't. I had to say liberal. If I hadn't said liberal, I would have gotten it all. So I'm calling that a push. I predicted somebody would exit, but I also said liberal, so that's a negative. So I'm calling that a push. 22. With every member of Generation Y, a.k.a. millennials, old enough to vote in 2016, the electoral influence by this generation is now a critical mass. Well, I really thought young voters would be have more of an impact, but they didn't turn out for Democrats as much as they did in 2012, and they turned out about the same as they did in 12 for Republicans. I really thought they'd have more of an impact than they did. So I'm taking a hit on that one. That's a minus one for me. 23, more than just a president, the 2016 election results will reveal the future trajectory of America. Well, the actual was Real Clear Politics reporting a right track, wrong track number of 57-33, right, 57 wrong, 33 right. The 30-state Heartland America electoral majority lost for Clinton, reversed by both, that loss was diverse by both state and demographics, repudiated and reversed the 8-year political trajectory under Obama. No question about that. That's a plus one for me. And my 24th prediction, Alabama will become the NCAA football Division I champions in the championship game, right? Well, Alabama beat Clemson 45-40. That's plus one, my friends. So, my 2016 accuracy number is 78%. I didn't count the push. I threw that out. Keeping my 16-year record at 73%. That's a rounded number. It's that 78 helped me. It pushed it up a little bit, but it didn't push it towards 74. As I said, 08 and 12 were tough years for me. I took a hit, pretty bad hit on those 2 years. But I want you to notice that 10 months before the election, I went 4-for-4 on Trump, even though I didn't predict that he would win. How did you do? So look for my 2017 predictions in about 2 weeks. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. My own, I want a dream lover,
so I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.